Hello, my name is Chip Ling. You are listening to Total EM. This is the first podcast we've recorded since being back from the podcasting course in Lexington, Kentucky. And let me tell you what, that was an amazing course. I enjoyed every moment of it. It was really nice meeting all these people in person. And I was really impressed by the number of people who actually even knew that this podcast even existed. So I really appreciate that part. Now, I do want to mention for those of you who are listening out there who just want to get straight to the content, don't worry because we're actually getting right into it. It's a very brief part, but it's actually something that recorded at the podcasting course. And this is in my group, which was run by Swami or Anand Swami Nathan. And he did an amazing job teaching us everything. And so I just want to, without further ado, have you guys listen to it, and then I'll jump back on right after it.
Hi, Dr. Penumbra. I'm calling about a weak and dizzy lady, kind of old. I just signed out to me. I don't even really know anything about her, but I think she needs to come in. I'm really not sure what's going on with her though, but, she says something just is not right. Do you think you could take a look at her? She can't go home.
This is the Soft ER Podcast. The soft skills you need in an everyday busy ER. Today we're talking about something we do every day, the art of the ED consult, how to avoid the pitfalls and the dreaded dial tone. We're going to give you the five key points that you need to rock your next ED consult. Point number one, lead with the end. What we mean is get to the point. Tell them upfront what you need. Is this a call to come in overnight? Is this urgent? Is this a call just for follow-up? What's the disposition of the patient?
So remember to think about the person you're calling. They might be distracted, or they might be in the middle of something, and they might get a lot of calls from a lot of people. So they might not necessarily know what unit you're in or the hospital you're calling from. So just be sure to make it clear. Let them know the reason you're calling and what you need from them. Giving them those specific points is going to make this a great consult, and they're going to be more receptive to your call.
Right on. Point number two, use a script. It helps to take a moment before you make the call to plan out your consult. I use the same general format every time, make sure that I don't miss any of the important details. Give the ID and the demographics, the reason for the consult, the relevant workup and diagnostics. Importantly, what's your working diagnosis and impression, and if you're worried about the patient. What you need from the consultant and in what time frame you expect it. Sometimes I'll even practice on my attending if I have the time.
Yeah, I do the same thing. You know, as a resident, it sucks. But it gets better with practice, you know, deliberate practice. And what you really need is that feedback. So I get my attendant just to listen to me and then just rip me apart. So the things that they've really pointed out that they really want to know, what would the consultant ask? Put yourself in their shoes. What clarifications are they going to ask? What tests are they going to want you to have ordered beforehand? One article that gives you a really easy format uses the mnemonic consult. So be sure to check out the links that we've dropped in the show notes.
And that brings us to point number three, be prepared. Have everything you need in front of you. Do you need to log into your EMR? Do you need to check the latest set of labs or vitals? Have all that information at your fingertips so you sound like a pro.
Yeah, be an Eagle Scout or Gold Star, just not an ASCAST.
And point number four, give a plan.
So make sure you have the plan ready. You know exactly what you're going to do. You have clear goals for the consult. And you know exactly where you want them to go. Lay out your plan and allow them to give you feedback.
Exactly. Clarity is key. Point number five, have a clear question.
Yeah, you called them for a reason. Now ask it to them. This needs to be concise and appropriate for who you're calling. Guide your consult with the questions and then summarize your key points for calling.
So let's review. The five points again. Number one, lead with the end. Number two, use a script. Number three, be prepared. Number four, have a plan. And number five, have a clear question. Use those five things. You'll give a rock solid consult every time.
And be sure to check out our show notes.
All right, now let's use what we've learned. Let's hear that consult again.
Hi, Dr. Penumbra. This is Dr. Brown, the duty physician in the ED tonight. I'm calling you for a consult about an 82-year-old female who I think is having a posterior fossa stroke. She came in with symptoms of dizziness and ataxia that have been unrelenting for an hour. Past history of CHF and AFib, and she's on a direct 10A inhibitor. I'm wondering what type of MR imaging that would be most appropriate, with or without contrast. Would you mind coming down to see this patient for admission?
All right. Well, thanks for listening to Soft ER. If you have any examples of a good consult or a consult that went poorly, share them with us on Twitter or send us an email. Thanks so much for listening. Remember, don't make things hard on yourself.
Stay soft.
So I really enjoyed that one, and that was a lot of fun. Again, great people that I was working with for this podcast and the podcasting course in general. Now, I do want to mention a few quick things here. I really like the fact that in this course and a lot of the content that we talked about, it's going back to the basics. And it reminded me, we need to do a better job, even on this podcast, with actually discussing some of the basic points, such as the ED consults. And it's something we do every day, but we're not very good at least not a lot of us. And I think it's something we can definitely improve on. So for that, I'm just going to mention that if you have certain things like this you want to discuss, and I know I had a few people reach out to me at the podcasting course of things they want to discuss, let's do that. Let's go over the skills that people don't get on a daily basis and don't actually learn from school. And this is stuff that I've talked about before and I've done a little bit of, but I really want to get to that more. Now, I'm probably not going to call it the soft ER segment, but I do have an idea for what I want to do in the future. And I definitely think there are some things that some other people may have as an idea. And if you're interested in trying to start up a podcast, I may have a few ideas to give to you as well. But the main point of what I'm trying to get at is that we have to get better at doing the soft skills, as they're called. Yes, everyone wants to know how to do a crike. And yes, everyone wants to be able to do a chest tube on a daily basis, but that's usually not how it goes. What we are doing, though, is a consult on a daily basis, talking to families, things like that. So I definitely want to hit that point. Now, a few other things I just want to mention here, more as housekeeping. Again, we did the podcasting course. It was amazing. Everything we talked about, everything we learned, the people I've got to meet along the way. But it reminds me that there are some things we need to get better at. And so I have already ordered a new microphone, a new headset, some other stuff as well. I'm looking at some new software to provide for better editing. In fact, when you're listening to this one, this will hopefully be using a free software that will allow for basically better clarity. And we're going to try and work out those types of things so that the sound is better and you can hear me better and we can have a better conversation overall. What this all comes back down to, though, is that we need your help. You, the listener, need to give us feedback so that we can do a better job. And if there's stuff that you want to talk about, I am always happy to have people on here. And so please don't be afraid to reach out to me. Please tell me what your thoughts are about what things you think I may need to improve audio quality wise or any part of the podcast. We got to make this for you guys. And so every little bit of this truly, truly is something that I want your feedback on. Now, again, a few things that have come up recently. So we're working on a bunch of stuff in the background, lots of things that are going to be coming down the pipeline, but you may not notice it as of late. Now, we recently published a Simpa piece that came out, and that was with Major John Monty. And John Monty was great. He was a wonderful guy to interview. And we have some others that are going to be coming down the way here shortly. We also, in addition to Simpa, like I said, the podcasting course we've talked to, but we have people outside of that that we want to get going as well, and we're hoping to tie all that in together. Now, another thing I'd like to talk about is we are approaching the one-year mark, which I'm super excited about. We're about to get to podcast number 50. It looks like it's that light at the end of the tunnel, but we're just going to keep going on. I know that. But there are a few things that we've talked about. Now, if you noticed in there, we had even a little bit of sound that was different than just voices. And I'm really excited about that. And I'd like to start getting into that. Again, looking at different programs and those types of things. But I really want your feedback. Do you even want that? Now, I'm probably not going to be this guy who has intro music or outro music, at least not anything of length. But I really just, I don't know. It's not my thing, I don't think. But it may be a good idea to have those brief sound clips in there and stuff like that. But ultimately, again, every little bit of this, I want your feedback on. I want to know what we can do to get the content out there better. What are the subjects you want to talk about? What are the things you want to hear from us? What are the things that we need to tweak on our end to get you better? But of all the things, the biggest thing I can ask for you, the biggest help of all, share this information. Share this with anyone who's even remotely interested in the topics that we discuss, because I have a feeling that, again, there are a lot of people out there practicing in emergency medicine. We know that, But there are a lot of people who are practicing in the rural and remote settings, which is a lot of why I got into this, and also to be a voice for the PAs out there. But it extends way beyond all of that. There's so much out there that we're looking for, and so much that we need to do. And we need to work as a team. We need to be collegial, and we need to make this happen. So without further ado, I just ask that you please share this information. And if you're wanting to share this information, you don't even know who to go to outside your friends and colleagues. I mean, even if you go to iTunes, give me a 5-star rating and leave some comments on there and stuff like that. And just hit the share button on Facebook and the retweet button on Twitter. Those types of little things like that go a long way. And again, the biggest thing I could ask for of anything, even more than the feedback itself, is just sharing. Because I know if you're sharing that content out there, hopefully that means you like this. And that's what I really want to do. I want to make sure that we get great content out there and that you all are enjoying it. All right. I know that was a lot of information. And again, not so much on the skill side this time, although we did talk a lot about the way to do a consult, and it's something I'm going to have to go back to. I know that. But this is just a nice quick start. So let's start there. And I'll catch up with you guys next week. Until next time, continue to provide total care everywhere.